Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zooming in, really zooming in. Our mission is super local, very specialized.
Yeah, hyper local even.
Exactly. We're taking a close look at, well, a unique set of sources dealing with relationship problems and some, let's say, non-traditional ways to fix them.
And specifically within Toronto, Canada, which makes it interesting, you know, this modern big city setting.
Right. So what do we got?
We're looking at material from a service, and it's titled pretty clearly, Toronto Love Problem Solution and Astrology.
Okay, straightforward.
It really gives us a peek into the kind of professional help people might seek out when things fall apart romantically. And they make some big claims about quick fixes, definitive solutions.
So our job today, our mission for this deep dive, is to figure out what kind of problems they're actually tackling, according to them, and what tools they say they use. These very specific, maybe even clashing, tools.
That's it. We need to understand the scope and the methods.
Okay, let's get into it then. We're looking at someone positioning themselves as, like, the expert, the go-to person for love troubles right there in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just offering, you know, general chats. This is pitched as intervention, using a specific method they claim works when couples need help, like getting back together or just finding some peace.
And what really jumps out, for me at least, is the sheer range of emotional pain they claim they can address. It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It makes you wonder what?
Well, what kind of help are people really looking for and getting offered for relationship issues in a place like Toronto today? It's quite a mix.
That takes us perfectly into the first part.
Mm.
What is the problem they're trying to solve? What's the scope here?
Well, looking at the source material, they cast a really, really wide net. It seems like they're saying they can step in at almost any point when a relationship is in trouble.
Okay, like what specifically?
Well, they start with the, you know, the common stuff, general relationship friction, miscommunications that just kind of build up and ruin trust or happiness. Standard relationship counselor territory, you could say.
Yeah, makes sense. We've all been there.
But then they pivot pretty quickly to the really heavy, emotionally charged situations.
You like it.
They talk directly about cases of lost love. And the language they use, it's striking. It's very urgent. They promise to help people get back lost love today.
Today, wow. That promise of reversal and doing it now, that must be incredibly powerful for someone who's, you know, heartbroken.
Absolutely. And they also list specific crises people really connect with if they've gone through a tough time. Things like dealing with a messy breakup or trying to rebuild after a huge trust issue.
Okay.
Or even handling stress from outside interference. They basically say they have the answer whether the problem is inside the relationship or coming from outside.
So it sounds incredibly comprehensive then. They're dealing with everything from a tiny communication snag right up to, well, the relationship basically dying out.
Pretty much.
So if they claim they can handle all that, the big question for us has to be how? How do they claim they actually do it? How do they go beyond just, you know, talking and listening to delivering these definite, quick solutions they promise?
Ah, no, that's where this whole thing gets really fascinating. The service really tries to stand out by mixing together three sort of distinct approaches. This is their core unique selling point, you could say.
Three pillars of solution, let's call them. Okay, what's pillar one?
Pillar one is probably the most familiar, especially to a Western audience. It focuses on internal well-being, the idea of emotional healing.
Right. So that suggests maybe working on communication, self-care, that kind of thing, building a foundation.
Exactly. That familiarity is key. It's like the entry point. But then the solutions take a sharp turn into much more specialized, non-traditional areas.
Okay, ready for the turn. What's pillar two?
Pillar two brings in astrological remedies.
Astrology.
So this means the specialist is claiming they can link relationship problems and the path to fixing them directly to things like planets and stars, using birth charts, cosmic alignments, that sort of thing, to harmonize energies between people.
Harmonize energies through astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And you said three pillars. What's the third?
And this is maybe the most specific, the most specialized technique that's mentioned in the source, Vashikaran.
Vashikaran. Okay, that's a term that definitely stands out. What exactly is that?
We need to be clear here. Vashikaran is an ancient practice. It comes from Vedic traditions in India.
Right.
It's often described sort of neutrally as using specific rituals, maybe mantras or prayers, with the aim of influencing, or some might say controlling, a person or a situation.
Controlling.
Well, influencing. Often the goal is to bring someone back, like a lost lover, or maybe establish a sort of a dominance or desired dynamic within the relationship. And the source we looked at is quite clear. The specialist uses these, quote, powerful Vaishkaran techniques to promise quick and efficient solutions.
Wow. Okay, that's quite a conceptual jump.
Yeah.
We're asking the listener to picture one service offering, like modern self-help emotional healing side by side with ancient rituals meant to affect cosmic energy and maybe even, you know, influence someone else's actions.
Yeah.
How do those even fit together?
That contrast, that juxtaposition, that's the really crucial insight here, I think.
How so?
If you think about the bigger picture, this blend serves a real psychological need, potentially. The emotional healing part offers comfort, familiarity. It validates the pain someone feels.
Okay, I get that.
But the Vaishkaran and the astrological remedies, they offer something that traditional therapy often can't or won't. They promise a definite outcome and speed.
Certainty and speed.
Exactly. When people are completely devastated by a breakup or maybe a betrayal, they often crave certainty. They want a quick fix, not necessarily months or years of therapy. So the goal here is really direct. Don't let love fade. Bring it back right away. That's the message.
That urgency.
Yeah.
It leads us right into the context of the service itself. Let's talk about the claims in the setting. Why Karana? Why does this combination seem to work, or at least be offered, in a big, diverse, modern city like that?
Well, their marketing leans heavily on establishing immediate local authority.
Awesome.
By calling themselves Toronto's go-to love expert.
Mm.
It anchors this very specialized skill set right there in the local market. It suggests they're the trusted authority, easily accessible amidst the city's, you know, hustle and bustle.
Makes sense. And the promises they make are clearly designed to combat that awful feeling of helplessness when a relationship ends.
Absolutely. They guarantee quick and efficient solutions for all issues, yeah, even the really tough ones, like deep trust problems or the impact of that outside interference we mentioned.
Right, the outside interference bit. That's interesting.
It really is, because in traditional counseling, you mostly focus on the internal dynamics between the couple.
Sure, what's happening between the two people.
Yeah. But here, this expert claims they can use these specialized tools, the Vaishkaran, the astrology, to actually neutralize what are seen as external forces working against the couple. It suggests this kind of almost all-powerful solution that can manage both the internal and the external environment.
So here's maybe where it gets really interesting, thinking about the market. Toronto's a city known for speed, right? Efficiency. High-pressure jobs.
Definitely.
So when someone's emotional life just collapses, maybe they look for a fix that matches the pace of everything else in their life.
Mm.
Is this service sort of tapping into that desire, treating a relationship crisis like you'd treat, I don't know, a major IT problem or a health emergency, something needing urgent specialized intervention?
That's a great way to put it.
Exactly.
It's almost like minimizing emotional downtime.
Right.
The service positions the expert not just as a therapist or a healer, but more like a specialized technician.
Yeah.
Someone who can quickly diagnose the cosmic problem or the emotional misalignment.
Yeah.
And then immediately apply the specific ritual or the energetic fix needed, sort of bypassing that long, often difficult process of emotional healing and psychological work.
It really gives you a fascinating glimpse, sociologically speaking, into how these very ancient practices find a place, find relevance in these hypermodern city environments.
Mm-hmm. The tools might be ancient, but the way they're packaged, the promise they offer speed, certainty that feels entirely contemporary.
Yeah.
So this deep dive hopefully gives you, the listener, a really clear picture of what this service claims to do and the unique mix of methods they use.
Right. And since you're engaging with this, learning about it, maybe you want to check out the specific claims or the methods yourself. So we should probably give the practical details, the source info.
Good idea. Let's make sure you have the core facts.
Okay. We'll keep this part quick and clear. The service is generally called Love Problem Solution in Toronto. And if you want to actually look at their website, see how they present themselves, that web address is available.
Yeah, we'll put all the specifics in our show notes for you. But just so you have it, the contact email listed is shavaramastrologer55@gmail.com.
Okay.
The phone number provided is +1-647-614-7099.
Got it.
And that specific website address is thebestastrology.ca love-marriage-expert in Toronto. Again, it's all in the notes if you want to refer back.
Perfect. So that wraps up the practical nuggets, the data straight from the source material itself.
Mm-hmm.
We've unpacked the scope of the problems they claim to solve. We've detailed that really interesting blend of emotional healing, astrology, and Weisse-Karin techniques.
Yeah, that unique mix.
And we've explored why these promises of quick, definite solutions might appeal to people in a fast-paced city like Toronto.
And this whole discussion, I think, it really underscores just how varied, how specialized the search for relationship peace can actually be. The drive to find a resolution, whether you're dealing with a tough breakup or a massive trust issue, it clearly fuels demand for these kinds of integrated approaches that promise certainty, especially when maybe traditional methods feel slower or less definitive.
Indeed. We covered those three specific pillars they claim offer solutions. Now, as we wrap up, here's something for you to think about, a final provocative thought building on this deep dive.
Okay.
When someone is facing a really profound emotional crisis in their relationship, how does the allure of a specialized, perhaps ritualistic solution that promises certainty and speed stack up against the often difficult, slow, and uncertain path of traditional emotional and psychological healing? Which path, in the end, the quick fix, the alignment, or the long, hard reflection is more likely to provide the lasting peace that people are truly searching for?
That's a really interesting question to ponder.
We'll leave that one with you.